everyone, welcome back to another episode of Surge Towards You. This is chapter 16 and we see Chungha is leaving for Australia for a swim meet, leaving Yeram in Canada. Yeram is heartbroken and misses Chungha terribly, and honestly, we can't blame him. Chungha is such a great boyfriend, but as much as Yeram misses Chungha, Chungha seems to be used to Yeram's bold declarations at this point and even finds him adorable. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal to Joshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Joshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal to Joshi. As Yeram tries to keep himself busy, he runs into the delivery man who mentions that he seems to smell something coming out from Yeram. This makes Yeram panic, thinking that it's his pheromone finally coming out, and he is afraid that if his omega pheromone starts coming out, Chungha will not like it. Because remember, Chungha has an omega pheromone allergy. And so Yeram starts to worry about it. It's clear how much Yeram cares for Chungha, and he's afraid that anything he does might ruin their relationship, especially since it just started. It's so sweet and heartbreaking at the same time to see how much he cares for Chungha's feelings and how much he really wants this relationship to work. As Yeram continues to worry about his scent, Chungha is busy with his swim meet. He's determined to do well and make sure that Yeram is proud of him, which just shows how much he loves and respects Yeram altogether. It's amazing to see how much they support each other even when they are thousands of miles apart. But even though Chungha is away, he is still in Yeram's thought. Yeram's love for Chungha is so strong that even the thought of losing him is enough to make Yeram worry about everything he does. It's clear that they both care deeply for each other and want their relationship to work. As chapter 16 comes to an end, we can't help but be excited to see what happens next. Will Chungha win his swim meet? Will Yeram's scent be okay? And most importantly, will their love continue to grow stronger? Tune in next time to find out. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zeal Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zild Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zild Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zild Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zild Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.